Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
enjoying some wine and cheese.
You can. Wouldn't that be relaxing?
Cheers!
Oh, I love it when he does his Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, it's so I mean, I got my glasses on, but
yeah. No, I mean, we get there.
It's a very inside joke for the show.
No, essentially, when Jimmy takes his glasses off,
he looks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. Oh, he has to do the face. He doesn't.
Back when he was bald, especially.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, look, it's Wallace. Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
It's so good. I mean, yeah, it was better when I had a bald head. But anyway.
It's all right, we get the gist.
We like that.
Yeah, look, you know, everyone's got their thing.
What cartoon character?
You like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, ha!
Yeah.
What cartoon character do I look like?
Kim Possible.
Yeah, call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
She's cool, I like
she
her.
She is cool. What's the famous Johnny Bravo line again? He does a hoo, ha.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
It's a bit of an Elvis.
Is he Elvis?
It's a bit of an Elvis voice.
He's an Elvis vibe, isn't he?
Well, thank you, ladies. Come here. Hoo, Johnny.
There's the famous one, because I used to watch it. There's the famous one where he looks in the mirror and he calls the police and he goes, 911, this is an emergency. There's a handsome guy in my house. And he's looking in the mirror and he goes, wait a minute, cancel that. It's only me.
Well, that's a waste of emergency services time, isn't it?
Yeah, you are Kim Possible. Nath, I don't know if you saw this, but I put it on the Jimmy and Nath Instagram the other day.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Sometimes I'll just go through our Instagram and go, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
I get a lot of my news from there.
Yeah, no, yeah. Zac Efron holding a Tassie Devil.
So informative.
Yeah. And I did a little poll.
Yeah, you did a little votey-votey.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't read the question, I just clicked yes.
Yes wasn't a response.
Oh, whatever the red one. What was it?
Zac Efron or Tassie Devil. What do you prefer?
Oh, Zac Efron. Yeah.
51-49.
To Zac Efron?
No, to the Tassie Devil.
Really?
Yeah. Just took out Zac Efron there.
I feel like there's a lot of Tassie Devils, only one Zac.
No, you're right. But people, mate.
People Tassie, love the Tassie.
Tassie loves Tassie.
Get out to Bonnerong, guys.
Look, Zac's actually getting a bit of a heat for that photo from Tasmanians because apparently the right way. Now, I've sent you this photo again.
God, we love to go after them, don't we?
We'll come after you. Now, I've sent you the photo again. It's in your phone because apparently the right way to hold a Tassie Devil is to snuggle them, is to hold them like a baby and put your arms underneath them and hold them in close.
Okay.
But Zac, as you'll see in the photo, has the Tassie Devil under away from his body.
He's holding it like he's lifting a dumbbell.
Yeah, like
that's
doing
exactly
bicep.
What he's doing, yeah. And because look at the flex.
Look at the flex on his arm.
He's jacked.
His rippling muscles.
Look at the vein.
Yeah.
Veinage.
Very vascular.
Yeah.
Tassie people on his Instagram have come after him and gone, mate, you don't really love the Tassie. By the way, this happened in New South Wales. It's not a zoo. It's a wildlife sanctuary called Aussie Ark.
Okay.
So it wasn't when he was in Tassie. It was when he was in New South Wales. But he's holding this Tassie Devil away from his body. He's getting a bit of heat. They're saying, you got to hold it. You got to snuggle it. You got to put it in your arms like a little baby.
To be fair, I mean, Tassie Devils, I mean, I love them, but they're a bit like...
Bit scary.
You know what I mean? I can see maybe Zac, he's, a couple of reasons.
Know.
He wants to get the flex photo, which is nice.
Yeah,
a little bit of vascularity, which is nice.
He's single, isn't he?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Is anyone really with someone?
No, you're so
I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we meant to be monogamous? I don't know.
I don't know, mate. They're the questions that we're going to...
a huge question. Didn't think we'd get there.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tassie Devils. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, this kid. What am I talking about? Now I'm just thinking about single Zac. Woo! He's holding it away because they're a bit...
He's a bit scary. He's a bit scared.
Yeah.
He's not from here. He's a bit unsure.
Yeah. Tassie Devils are scavengers, though. They're not hunters, so they're not going to eat live meat.
No, yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Well, if he's holding one, he should have asked the question.
What, to the Tassie Devil? Excuse me, mate, you going to bite me?
I'm assuming there's somebody there.
Tassie paediatricians, they've come out and said one of the keys to a healthy family life between parents and children, get this, is to exercise together at least 3 times a week. So that's parents exercising with their kids or doing some sort of physical activity at least 3 times a week. Australia's physical activity and sedentary behaviour guidelines recommend that children aged 1 to 5 have at least 3 hours of physical activity throughout the day. Between the ages of 5 and 12, that drops to about 60 minutes. So, I mean, generically, we know it's important to get out and be physical.
Generically?
Generally? I don't know what I'm saying.
Generally?
I'm not.
General.
Generally. Ah, generally is the word. I knew it started with G. One of those words. We know it's important to get out and do some physical activity. These Tassie pediatricians are just encouraging you to do it with your kids. They said by doing small bits of exercise with your kids, it allows quality time to be spent with them whilst also having the health benefits to all family members. And, of course, also, if you've got kids and you see your parents being active, it might encourage you to also adopt similar behaviours.
It's funny, like, I grew up, I went the other way for a while. I grew up and Dad was, like, marathon runner and he did everything. He ran like, I mean,
super
stupid runs.
Man, very fit man.
But played golf, did everything. So when I grew up, I did not want to be, that was so annoying.
But he would force you.
Yeah, I think there was a period when I was young where I was like, I didn't want to go. Because Dad would get me up and run in the morning.
Yep.
We would run in the afternoons. Mm. He would have weights at home, so we'd be doing weight training.
How old were you?
Oh, 5, 6. he got me custom-made golf clubs for my hands.
Yep.
He used to make me practice swinging the golf club, and my hands used to bleed. I used to get blisters. Oh. And then he'd get out Greg Norman's book, and in Greg Norman's book, Greg Norman said, I practiced until I got blisters and they bled.
He could have been pro.
And Dad went, if it was good enough for Greg, it's good enough for you.
For my son.
So at the time, I was like, I don't want to do this at all. But now that I'm older, I think it did instill in me, you know, how important fitness is and the ability to get up in the morning and do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I used to go for like runs with Dad all the time as well, but it was more like going up and kicking the footy around, that kind of stuff. Or go for a surf. We're lucky enough to live by the beach, so we'd go for a swim or go for a surf. But when you see your parent doing that as a kid, you're like, oh, I want to get involved in that. That looks fun. Therefore, you adopt those things going to your later life because, I mean, look at you now, super fit. Love training and that kind of stuff. And those kind of values are instilled from a young age, which is good. Harder to adopt later on.
I mean, there was probably 15 years of my life I didn't play golf because Dad ruined it for me.
But now look,
he knows what he did.
I'm a much easier coach out there, you know what I mean?
You see, I would have shanked it. Dad's like, what's wrong with you? Your dad would have been like, good on you, mate. You're out there having a go, hitting the ball.
So here's what I want to ask. The question is, 131060, parents of Hobart, give us a call right now. Or kids of Hobart, do you exercise with your kids? Or growing up, did you exercise with your parents? 13, 10, 60. Now, this could be anything. It doesn't have to be as hectic as...
Oh, kicking a footy. It doesn't have to be running.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be your hands bleeding, hold a golf club, running marathons at 5. we've just asked the question, 13, 10, 60. Do you exercise with your kids or did you exercise with your parents when you were a kid? Because Tassie pediatricians have come out and said that one of the keys to a healthy family life between parents and children is exercising together. Potentially not to the extent that you and your dad did, Jim, where your hands were bleeding from holding a golf club.
Yeah, Dad, we used to go on holidays, and Dad was a marathon runner. He used to get me out at 5, and he'd run with me and then run me back, and I could either watch cartoons or go to sleep. I'd usually think pass out and go to sleep, and then he'd go back out and run
again. Just run a marathon as a 6-year-old.
Yeah, and then he'd run back again. Mum's like, I don't think we should be doing this, Graham. It'll be fine.
God, you were in your prime then, though. Running world records.
Jesus. You've never seen an 8-pack of an 8-year-old. But Dad managed to do it to me.
It was the Russian gymnasts and Jimmy, all these 8-packs. All right, Jake from Moraine. G'day, Jake. How are you?
Hey, mate. How are you?
Going all right, Jakey.
The way. yeah, the boys! yeah!
Jakey, you had a few coffees this morning, mate?
Oh, I've had one coffee, with three sugars.
Three sugars.
Yeah, got to go on, boys. Got to go on real good.
Well, Jake, what are you doing this morning, Jake? You at work? What's happening?
Sorry?
You at work? What's happening?
I'm on my way to work now, mate.
What do you do for work, Jakey?
Concreter. Yeah.
Absolute hero.
Jakey, I was going to ask the question, did you exercise with your parents? But I don't really care, mate. I just want to talk to you.
Yeah. No, that's all I rang up. I didn't even want to talk about that anyway. I just wanted to say hello.
Was there anything we could help you with, Jakey? You need to get a message out there. What can we do for you?
I just need a new pair of socks.
New pair of socks?
Yeah.
Jakey, I can't give you socks, but what about... I mean, I've got a mug. Do you like mugs?
Yeah, I love mugs.
Yeah, what if we sort you out with a Jimmy Nath, Producer Grace, Russell Coit, Summer Brecky mug, mate? These are exclusive, flying off the shelf.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I'd love that.
I mean, Jakey, I could give you a pair of my old socks.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. There's nothing better than a second-hand pair of socks.
Do you want to know what
I've
done with
them? They're already worn in. I think we all do the same thing with our socks, mate.
Yeah, no, yeah, Jakey knows. You're a good man, Jakey.
Big hussy.
Jakey, mate, you call the show anytime, mate.
Is it
you're
too late to
star.
Add him to call of the week? Because we're doing that next. You're a star, mate. You have a cracking day, okay, bud? We'll send you out that star.
Yeah, and call the show anytime, Jakey. We love you.
All right, too easy. Have a good one, boy.
That's made my day. What a superstar.
I wish I had that much energy in the morning, so I really do.
What a legend. There you go. Okay, Sam Fisher, this city, call of the week next. It's Chit. Once again, talented music icon, of course, well-known in Tassie, Mr. Hugo Bladel in the studio.
Morning, boys.
Now, Hughes, all week, if you've missed it, we've got you in, of course, because we're celebrating the Fresh Produce Music Festival. Of course, it's got G-Flip, Matty J, and Lime Cordial, and more.
Doesn't matter, because you know who they do have.
They've got Hugo Bladel.
Yeah.
You can get your September 10 and 11 tickets, moshtix.com.au, but all week.
Hughes, you're doing a DJ set at Fresh Produce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you do some DJ around. Bot on a Sunday goes off.
Yeah.
What is your number one requested song from people?
Oh, look, I reckon it goes through waves, but I've had WAP.
Yeah, WAP
has been a big one. Yeah. I think WAP's lately
still
been the biggest one.
Do people get down and do the WAP dance when they request it?
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Mm, goes off.
Oh, there's one certain gentleman, David Jones, he's in there and he's doing the WAP dance. And
he loves the WAP
and
dance, doesn't
and
he?
And he's very good at it.
Oh, he's
but
good
I,
at
I
it.
Actually mix in Sandstorm to WAP. That's my special mix. I've given away my trade secrets here. But I mix it in and it's going, we're this, and I'm like, and then he's always fuming. He gets up and he looks at me, he goes, oh, you ruined it.
4 or 5 upcoming DJs are just going to steal that idea from you.
See, I was just writing that one down.
Hughes, as I was saying, mate, the reason we've got you in here is because we're giving away tickets. We've been giving away tickets all week to the Fresh Produce Music Festival. Now, up next, we've got all our finalists on the phone. They've all guaranteed themselves some general admission tickets, but now they are playing for the chance to win some VIP produce pair tickets. The game is Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce. Jim, how does the game work?
Oh, look, I just want to put stuff in Hugo's mouth. And Hughes, you've been a great man this week. I want to thank you.
I kind of want to thank you, but I'm slightly scarred.
If you haven't seen it, head to our Instagram or Hugo's at Jimmy Nath or Hugo Bladel. Really committed yesterday to the lemon. First of all, I didn't know there was that much juice in the lemon.
Yes.
But you really beat
well done.
I think it's because I'm slightly angry. About this whole scenario.
About what we've done.
You're angry that you agreed to it.
I'm angry at myself.
So far, we had the lemon, we had the carrot. What else did we
eggplant,
have?
Eggplant.
And we had an eggplant and an apple. They're the four. So we've got one final piece of fresh produce. All our finalists are on the line. One of them will win these VIP tickets with one final installment of Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce. Jim, you're in charge of what goes in Hugo's mouth. And coming up next, we'll find out what that is. Sorry, I'm laughing because this is the final installment of a game that we've been playing with Tassie music icon Hugo Bladel, still in the studio.
G'day, boys.
Hughes, before we launch into the final installment of Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce, of course, what's in Hugo's mouth, we need to thank you. We need to thank you and also apologise in the same breath because, God, we forced you to put some horrible things in your mouth this week.
It's not the worst.
And it's not the first time, it won't be the last time.
No, it won't be. Now, Jim, this game is all yours, mate. I'm going to hand over to you because all our finalists are on the line, so all these people have won general admission tickets to the Fresh Produce Music Festival. Right now, though, they are playing for the Produce Pair VIP tickets.
Yeah, very exciting. You get to, again, I don't know if this is true, I'm just saying you get to hang out with Hugo Bladel backstage.
Yeah, it wasn't he'll part of the deal, but I'll come find you.
Yeah, Hugo will get up. You'll do a pick, a meet and greet.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're giving away Hugo Bladel meet and greets. No, look, shout out Hughes. He is, he's more than just someone we have on the show. He is a friend of ours, an absolute legend. We wish him the best. Any way we can help in your music career, mate, you know, we're always here.
Love you, boys. I'd be nothing without you.
There's not many people we could just... I just text him. I didn't even call him. I just went, mate, want to do this thing on the radio? We put stuff in your mouth. People guess it. And he goes, yep. So we got one item left.
There's one item left.
As Nate said, all our previous winners of the week are on the line. Now, there's been a random draw to put them in an order. Works the same way. If they don't get it correct, we go to the next caller. If no one gets it, we go back to the start again. Now, I really did love the lemon. My personal favourite was the eggplant. But today's could be the new winner, guys.
Right, okay. Now, before we reveal, because Jim, once again, you pick the fresh produce each and every day.
It's out of my garden.
It's out of his personal garden. Before we do that, Hughes, the song you're going to be playing today is, of course, a Harry Styles classic. Water, sugar, high. This is a absolute bop. Producer Grace loves it, Jimmy loves it, I love it, Hughes, you love this song. So that's Harry.
Banger.
Hughes, before we give you the fresh produce today and arguably ruin the song, would you like to give us your pre-produce version of the song?
Pre-produce, I like
pre-produce.
That.
Pre-produce.
Watermelon sugar, huh? Watermelon sugar, huh?
Yeah.
Watermelon sugar, huh? Watermelon sugar.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's so good. All right, Jim, over to you. Hughes doesn't know what the fresh produce is today.
Look, he usually doesn't, but I mean, it's hard to miss. So I'm just going to pass
your joke out.
All right, wow. Here is today's fresh produce. It is in front of you.
Actually, I can't understand how this is going to work.
All right. So he needs a little... few extra things.
Okay, a few extra things, Hughes, before we perform. We've got our callers are listening to all this, so all this could potentially be hints, essentially. So Jimmy's putting a bib on Hugo at the moment, just because obviously we saw the
mess. It needs a few buttons done up. Who's buddy, are you?
Yesterday we had the lemon, which created a lot of mess. Hughes, we're trying to protect you, because you. This particular piece of fresh produce could also be very messy. Is that a knife?
I don't know why you trust me with this, Jimmy, after what you've done to me.
Okay, so he's cutting the fresh produce today. All right, cutting the fresh produce. Oh, it's a good cut.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
It's a good knife.
Currently, making a bit of a...
Okay, there we go.
Careful not to cut the headphone cords.
Yes. Okay, good.
So you're right. Okay. Do you need anything else, Hugh?
I think I'm ready to go.
Okay, Hugh, our callers are listening. Over to you, the final installment of Fresh Produce for Fresh Produce. Hugo Bladel, you have the fresh produce in front of you. Take it away.
Oh, good bit of feedback there.
Watermelon sugar. Oh. Watermelon sugar.
Keep going.
Watermelon sugar. I need help, Jimmy. Watermelon sugar.
Okay, all right.
It's hard.
Before he drowns in the fresh produce for today. All right, let's go to Danica from South Hobart. Danica, have we got you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Danica. I'm sorry for whatever the hell you just heard. But you get the first guess. Random draw. What is the piece of fresh produce in Hugo's mouth this morning?
Oh, my goodness. I would have said watermelon, but you played watermelon sugar high.
So you think that might be too obvious?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say watermelon.
You're going to lock in watermelon. Are you sure you're going to lock in watermelon?
Oh. Sorry, I've got my daughter next to me. What do you think?
Watermelon.
Daughter thinks watermelon.
Too obvious.
Is it too
Should
obvious?
Should we play a little bit more?
Do you want to hear some more,
yes,
Danica?
Please.
All right, we'll play a little bit more. All right, Hughes, over to you again. Get that fresh produce ready. Tuck your bib in, mate. It is very messy. Here we go. Take it away.
Watermelon sugar.
All right, okay. Danica, there you go. You got a little bit of extra. What would you like to lock in for the fresh produce?
We might say grape.
You're going to lock in grapes. Hughie? Oh, not grapes.
Not grapes,
Danica. Yeah. Stay there, though. Stay there. We could come back to you. Riley from Lauderdale. Riley, you've heard Hugo's rendition of Watermelon Sugar. What would you like to lock in for the fresh produce, Riley?
I'm going to go watermelon.
You're going to lock in the obvious answer, are you?
Just lock it in, I reckon.
Are you sure you don't want to hear a little bit more?
I'm going to go with it.
All right.
This watermelon We've gone with the obvious one. Well done, Riley. Mate, congratulations. You have scored yourself some VIP produce pair tickets to the Fresh Produce Music Festival. Mate, how do you feel?
Oh, stoked. Thank you.
And Riley, I'm coming to find you, brother.
That's all right.
I'm bringing the watermelon with me.
Lovely.
We're going to put a bit of vodka in it.
Riley, well done, mate. Congratulations. Of course, you can go and buy your tickets, moshsticks.com.au to the Fresh Produce Festival. Hughes, mate, we can't thank you enough for this. I think it would be remiss not to ask you to sing us out with a little bit more, if that's all right. Jim, walk over.
Thank you,
Jimmy.
Before
we get into some beautiful trauma by Pete, Hugo Bladel, one last time with your face in a watermelon. Give me some watermelon sugar.
Watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar.
A
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Yes, it's time to find our cow, our Caller of the Week. There can only be one. Nath, many great nominees. I mean, shout out to Jake.
I can tell you now, he'll be a nominee for next week.
Next week, yeah. Jake, yeah, because we've got this made. Shout out to MP3, our audio guy. Here are our nominees for this week.
Jimmy and Nate started the week talking about baldies. Follically challenged individuals.
The Premier has been labelled Precious Pete after the Liberal Party complained about a Labor ad featuring a bald-headed man. So on Facebook, apparently the Labor Party views an image of the back of a bald-headed man.
So this isn't Peter the back of Peter
It's
Gutwin's
not
head.
Peter Gutwin. It's just a bald man, and then on the back...
I've seen the photos on Facebook.
Yeah, is a tattoo of the Liberal Party symbol.
So Peter Gutwin doesn't have a tattoo of the Liberal Party?
No, he does. He just doesn't want people to know.
That's why you only see him from the front.
Yeah, absolutely. You never see the back of Peter Gutwin's head, and that's why he's so upset. 13-10-60.
You want to celebrate bald people?
I want to celebrate bald people. Jump on the phones right now. Are you bald, and are you proud? Julie from Huonville, your husband's bald, I believe, Julie.
Sadly, yeah.
Sadly?
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Sadly, Julie?
Well, because, you know, there's no hair. There's no grip. It's like a horse. You've got a bit of mane on a horse to hang on to, but nothing with hair.
You are saying, Julie, you're saying there's nothing to hold on to, nothing to grab.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's just ridiculous.
Julie, does he have two ears?
He's got one and a half. The other one, a little bit of the other one got chewed off in a fight.
Say what?
What'd you do to him, Julie?
But you can
not me.
You can still hold onto his ears, Julie.
Oh, yeah, if they're a little bit bigger, I could.
Back of his neck, Julie?
Oh, he's got pretty big shoulders. I just grab those.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Something to grab onto.
I love you, Julie.
You got to know that now he's older. Just grab his shoulders, cause his hair just fell away, and Judy's unfun.
Then 11-year-old Maggie from Old Beach had a crack at Alpha Bucks.
What are you doing this morning, Maggie?
I'm going to my Nan and Pop's house.
Nan and Pop's?
Oh, nice. I used to love going to Nan and Pop's. What are you doing there today? Do you know?
No.
You don't know. Always a surprise. Is your Nan a good cook, Maggie?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. It's a wild one from you and you just nailed it on the head.
Oh, my Nan. I know Maggie's grandmother really well. All right, Maggie, are you ready to play for $1,000 this morning?
Yes.
Okay, today your letter is P as in P for Peter. All right, Maggie, your first question. Give me a food.
Pasta.
A musical instrument.
Pass.
A breed of dog.
Pass.
Something you use at school.
Pencil.
A movie.
Pass.
An emergency service.
Pass.
A farm animal.
Pass.
A place to play.
Park.
A vegetable.
Pass.
Something that grows.
Ooh.
Well played, Maggie.
Yeah,
it was a tricky one, P.
Yeah.
I did really bad.
No, you didn't.
I actually, I thought you said pass when you said food, but you said pasta, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go with that. Yeah, guys.
But Maggie, you're not going home empty-handed. Do you know what you're getting?
What?
Maggie, we're going to send you to Jurassic Creatures. How's that sound?
Good.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's more excited for the Jurassic Creatures than they are the cash.
We should give away Jurassic Creatures tickets and the consolation prize should be $1,000. Yeah, unfortunately, you've won $1,000 today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I really want the ticket.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to see the dinosaurs.
After that, Nate surprised everyone by having a good idea.
I want to try a little thing called blind Tinder. Richard from Gornalki.
Are you single, Richard?
Yes.
How do you feel? Like, let's be honest. You're calling up a show, you're single and you're putting it out there on the radio. You need a bit of confidence to do that, don't you, mate?
No, I was just sort of thinking about it. I'm quite sort of happy, to be honest with you. It's a stress-free lifestyle.
It is. Do you reckon, Richard, your friends and stuff try and put you in a relationship or, like, put you with someone?
Nah.
No?
Not at all. Well, we're going to try. Richard, Richard, are you on Tinder or any of the apps?
Yeah, I do have a Tinder account, but I don't really use it that often, to be honest with you.
Have you got it there on your phone?
Yeah.
I want to try something. So essentially, I'm going to tell him swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, swipe right. And I want to see if I can get a match blind. So I have no idea what's happened. I can't see anything.
We've got the app up now.
Okay, you know this also works. The other person needs to have already swiped on him for you.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Complete luck.
Okay.
Which means if it works, it's meant to be. You know what I mean? All right, so you've got it open there, Richard?
Yep.
Okay. Swipe left.
All right.
Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Swipe left again.
Yep.
One more.
Yep.
Now, Richard, swipe right.
There we go.
Is it a match?
Nah, mate. Oh. Sorry.
Well done, MP3. Well done to all our nominees, Jim, but there can only be one winner.
Yeah, there can only be one winner, mate. And I said it. You heard me say it there in that little highlights package. I love this lady. She had the greatest story of the week. Please welcome our winner, our cow, Julie from Huonville.
Julie, well done. Julie, obviously, just to remind everybody, if they missed it, you were telling us about your partner who's bald and you have nothing to grab onto, which is upsetting you.
Oh, my God. I don't believe you played that back.
Julie, I said I love you. It was
brilliant. You're now the caller of the week, Julie. You've won an exclusive pair of limited edition Jimmy and Nath Budgie Smuglets. How does that sound?
Oh, my God. I hope they fit my husband then.
Oh, we can give you. Yeah, we can give you smugglers for your husband.
Yeah, but these are for you. The smugglets are a one piece for ladies. So you can either have them or we can give your husband a pair. And that, I guess, something to grab onto.
That's a bit strange, but anyway.
Oh, we've done stranger.
Yeah,
don't worry, Julie.
Right, Julie, you called us.
Yeah, I know. I was strange to call you, for sure.
You're not strange, Julie. You're perfect.
As I said, Julie, I love you.
Now,
absolutely love you.
This is something that you haven't been told because producer Grace couldn't find it in her little heart to tell you, so I've got to tell you right now. But because you are now our caller of the week, you are part of an exclusive club. That exclusive club is called the Jimmy Nath Cows, and because you are now in this special paddock, what we do require you to do is to moo us out. We do need you to do your best cow moo before we can let you go this morning, Julie. Are you happy to do that for us?
Well, do you want me to be a cow or do you want me to be a bull calling a cow is the question.
Well, I mean, since you've offered, I'm happy for bull calling cow.
Julie, you can do whatever you want.
Go ahead, Julie. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy and Nath. Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.